Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5966, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Teves, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. And Rebbe is writing this. He was an Admur, he was a Rebbe, Rubin Halberstam, he was the Admur from Cheshinov. And the Rebbe has written to him before, and usually when you write to a Rebbe, you write in the title, you write Beis Nun Shin Kuf, it means Benom Shel Kedoshim, the son of the Holy Ones, meaning a son. Rabbi Kozma, Rabbi Gon, Rabbi Tzadik, Sholim, Yecheskel, Shraubege, Rubin Halberstam, Shlita. Sholim Ubrachim. The Rebbe said it was pleasant to me to receive the letter of your honor, but it was received during a time where there were additional occupations, different things that were busy time. It was busier than the usual, you know, it was like more. So, and the Rebbe says, unfortunately, a lot of times the preoccupations is not a joyous distraction. So the Rebbe is trying to say, when you are distracted from things that are not joyous, it's kind of hard to concentrate, to look over. He wrote to the Rebbe some scholarly stuff, and asked the Rebbe says it's hard to, it's delayed to focus, even though the Rebbe says, even if you're preoccupied with a happy occupations, that also can hold back the necessary concentration and focus. Can you imagine the Rebbe saying that he needs, but yet the Rebbe says, because of your request or demand, I stole from my time, at least the Rebbe says, to review it, and the Rebbe calls it mikufya. Mikufya means from the external, just at a glance, sort of quickly, as the Rebbe says, I marked down. He asked the Rebbe some questions, and he wanted the Rebbe's opinion, and the Rebbe is saying that it's kind of a difficult time to give you the answers because of all of the preoccupations. And Rebbe says, generally speaking, when people, when your mind is occupied with different things, even if it's joyous occasions, a joyous matter, it's still hard to concentrate properly as necessary, and certainly if the news is sometimes bad news that you have to deal with. But the Rebbe says, I stole from my time in order to answer you. And the Rebbe concludes, before he's going to give him his answer, the Rebbe gives a blessing that this day, this clear day of Yutes Kislev, which is the day of the victory and the redemption of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the teaching of Chabad, because of course the teaching of Chabad is the continuation, and it is based on the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, he was a Rebbe which was connected to the Baal Shem Tov, not necessarily to Chabad. That's why the Rebbe brings down, it was a victory for Chassidus in general, which is the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Rebbe says, to use the language of the Rebbe Rashab, who was the father of my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, what are the titles, in his holy letter that is known, that he writes over there about Yutes Kislev, that it is the Rosh Hashanah, it's the new year for Chassidus, that our holy fathers have inherited us with the titles here. And that is the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. So the Rebbe says during this period of time, and we're also near the days of Hanukkah, which are numbered 8, and Rebbe's mentioned this in previous letters as well. And the Rebbe references the response of the Rashba, talks about the number 8 unique, the specialty of the number 8. And they said 7 is the cycle of nature, that's the world created in 7 days. 8 goes one beyond. And the Rebbe says it's also understood, explained well, based on the discourse of Hanukkah, of the author of the Tanya in the Torah Oyer on page 34.3. Over there it says that the lamp and the mitzvah is with oil, that you use oil to light the lamp. Oil represents the secret of the secret of the Torah, as explained in the Zohar. Oil represents the esoteric, the inner parts of Torah. And that is specifically that brought those lamps. So you lit it and you illuminate with the oil, with the inner, the secrets of Torah. So the Rebbe is praised that this should extend for the entire year from the secrets of the secrets, which means that's secret, very a deep secret, until the revealed part of Torah, and to action which comes from that study, very similar to the previous letter that we had, as the ruling of our Torah, that oil floats into all places. You have a greasy piece, you have something with oil, it doesn't stay in that place. Oil is mefafeya, it's called in halacha, everywhere. So the Rebbe says, so that oil that illuminates the candles extends from the most esoteric to the revealed and to action, as oil does. And the Rebbe says this should fulfill what it says, Tomim Tia, to be complete. What does it mean, complete? With Hashem. Tomim, complete, means you have all parts of Torah. The revealed part of Torah, the esoteric part of Torah, the action, everything together, complete, should all come from this light of Hanukkah, with honor and with blessing. And the Rebbe writes in the PS, as you requested, I'm going to return the booklet back to you. He gave the booklet that he wrote, asking the Rebbe to review it, and the Rebbe is returning to him the booklet after the review, giving back the booklet. And here, the Rebbe makes the notes. It says, Ha'aris is the notes. You know that during the month of Nisan, every day we read one of the tribes that made their korban, that they offered the korban that day. The first 12 days of Nisan, every day, a different leader of a tribe representing his tribe brought a special offering into the Beis HaMikdash. So some people read that section from the Torah. We just read it from the Siddur. So the Rebbe writes to him to read the portion of the Nisim, which you do in the beginning of Nisan, in a Sefer Torah. That was not the custom of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And the same thing the Rebbe says, Ishnai Mikra Ve'echot Targum. One needs to review every week the verses twice of the Torah portion, plus one time the translation or the Targum. That's called Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Two times the verse and once the Targum. So that also was not done inside the Torah, even though that in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 285, section 4, Sif Dalet, that it is best to read the two times of the verse in a kosher Sefer Torah. That's what it says there. But the Rebbe says, my father-in-law did not have this custom. Of course, to the Rebbe, he did everything that his father-in-law did. He didn't do anything different. So the Rebbe doesn't have to say more than saying, that's not the custom of my father-in-law. But the Rebbe adds to it that it's not that it's his father-in-law started this custom, but whatever my father-in-law did is actually been doing as his father did. That the conduct, the Rebbe says, it is known that the customs, the conduct of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, were like his father and going up, holiness basically going up till the Alter Rebbe. So the fact that you want to do that, that's fine, because our sages tell us, nara upashte. Nara upashte means there is streams that flow off of the river and they go in different directions. So they're all part of the main, they're all part of the river, but it goes in a different direction. So that's okay. And you have the minhag, the custom to read it from the Torah, which some do, but that's not the minhag of Chabad. And he asked the Rebbe, and the question that was asked over there was, those who do read the portion of the Nesim in a Sefer Torah, so whether it's proper when it comes Shabbos, they should bring this reading of the Nasi in the Torah close to the reading of the Parsha, of what the community is reading, the regular Torah. So they have that reading and then they have this to read it next to each other. And also to use that Sefer Torah itself, which would mean that they would have to roll the Torah to the portion of Nosai. And that way, they won't have to move the Sefer Torah, because they have to bring it back when they finish the Torah, and then take it out again and read the Nosai. So they should do that. Now, so he wants to know, if they read from the Torah, should they read it right then and there and just roll the Torah to the Nasi? And the Rebbe says, even though you don't mention it, but it's understood that the same question would be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which we read the Torah for Rosh Chodesh, should you also read the Nasi? And also Mondays and Thursdays, in which you read from the Torah, same question. Should you bring the Torah back and then take it out again? He only asked about Shabbos, and the Rebbe is pointing out the same thing would be the question on Rosh Chodesh and on Mondays and Thursday. And that would be the same reasoning not to schlep the Torah two times in and out to read it again. And the Rebbe says, in my opinion, you should not do so. And the Rebbe says, number one, it will appear as if you're adding to the Torah reading of the community. By continuing, it seems like an addition to the regular Kriyas HaTorah. Even though, the Rebbe says, we are allowed to, technically in Chabad we don't do that, but one is allowed to add the number of people that are called up to the Torah. Normally it's seven and maftir, but you could call up more people on Shabbos if you need to. But we don't find anywhere while you may call up more people, but you'll give each one a smaller section, but we don't find that you should add new portions of Torah. And even though the Rebbe says that it's not going to look like an extra Torah reading because you don't make a bracha on the Nasi, so there would be quite a distinction. People can tell, even if people that go in the middle, maybe they don't know whether you made a bracha or not, but you're not going to make a bracha afterwards. So they see, Rebbe is referencing the Gemara, which sometimes there can be confusion. But the Rebbe says, so what's the problem? People are going to know that this is not part of the Torah because there's no bracha, not in the beginning and not in the end. But the Rebbe says that would not be an absolute proof, because even in a mandatory kriya, there are situations that you don't make a bracha. The Rebbe references the Shar Ephraim, Shar Ches, Sif Chav Tes, which means don't make it look like the Sefer Torah, even though there's not going to be a bracha over there, because that's not going to be an absolute proof, because sometimes you don't make a bracha under circumstances even when there is an obligatory reading. Number two, the Rebbe says, this whole concept of rolling the Sefer Torah in the middle from the Shabbos to get to the Nasi, the Rebbe says we do not roll the Torah in the community only when there is no choice, as Erech Chaim Siman Kuf Mem Dalet. And the Rebbe says, perhaps the Rebbe says, you can sort of dig to find a heter, a permission in the above. What is going to be in the two points that the Rebbe just brought down? Number one, so what's so terrible if you add to an obligatory reading? Okay, this is going to be taken as, people are going to think this is mandatory, this is an obligatory. So why should that bother us? And the Rebbe says, like, in Birchas Kohanim, it says, we learn out Koy Svarchu, that you learn very specific that you are prohibited to add. The blessing of the Kohanim has to be precise as the Pasuk says, Yevarecha, as we do it, nothing added to it. Why? We have a special verse, which means that if we not had the verse, there could be an idea, maybe we should add, and we say no. So you see that an idea to add is not such a strange idea. Over there, we reject it because the Torah says, koi only so. So what's the problem if we would read more? It's studying Torah. You're reading from the Torah. Who cares? And the Rebbe says, this idea would only be if you're not going to make brachas and there's no trouble for the community. So the Rebbe says, why is it so problematic that people will think this is an obligation? And the Rebbe brings like some of an evidence that you could add, because we know that when you read in the Torah in the community, it technically, you could complete the Torah in 3.5 years. One of the schedules of the Torah is not every year to go through the cycle, but only once in 3.5 years. So,
that's what I do.
And the Rebbe says this is done in the West, which means in Israel, it's brought down the Yom Shlev Kama. And yet, the obvious custom that we do, we do it in 1 year, right? So we actually learning, we're doing more than we're supposed to. Yeah, and that's okay. So you see, doing more is okay. But the Rebbe says you can also bring an evidence the other way around. Asimchas Torah, people repeat one parsha many times, but we don't add from the previous parsha. Let's say you need more aliyahs for Simchas Torah. We don't do that. And the Rebbe brings down, look in the responses of my great-grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, in the section of Aruch Chaim in the end, that there is better to read something new. So over there, the Rebbe says it's not clear that maybe what it means that it should be in the blessings. I guess I'm not sure what the question, I got to look that up. But the Rebbe said there's also another proof. So the Rebbe says that it seems like you should not, we don't add more, we stick to the text or what's supposed to be read over here. And the Rebbe brings from the Tzemach Tzedek, he says, why are we repeating? Why are we reading something new? Is a siman, I mean, if reading something else is okay, so why don't we bring in from the previous section? Now, and that seems to be a better option than repeating the same thing as he brought in Tzemach Tzedek, but the Rebbe says maybe it's not such a proof. But the Rebbe brings another proof to prohibit it because from the discussion and the condition in concluding the reading of the Torah, clear what the Rebbe is saying over here, if it would be okay, I guess, to just add, so there's the whole, I think, to finish the Torah, and you need to and you know, he said they had an easier solution. They said just read it around a bracha, just like you can complete Shnai Mikra Vechatar Simchas Torah. The Rebbe needs to look into it, and I have to look into understand exactly what the Rebbe is saying. Number two, the Rebbe writes to him that it says over there in the response of Nahara Parsiman, and brought down a Shari Rachma, Shari Ephraim, Shari Test. But there it says that you can roll a Sefer Torah. So the Rebbe before was challenging the 2 points. The Rebbe brought 2 points. One point the Rebbe brought that it's going to be looking like adding on the Kriyas HaTorah, and the other point is you shouldn't really be rolling the Sefer Torah. So on the first point, the Rebbe was discussing now what's so terrible if you add to the Torah, and the Rebbe basically says that's not, should not be done. And on the second point that the Rebbe says that we shouldn't really be rolling the Torah in the middle, so the Rebbe brings down from the Nahara Parsiman that you do roll the Sefer Torah in order to not to take out a Sefer Torah again. So over here, the issue is if they want to read the parshas for the Nasi, they're going to put back and bring it back again. But he says you can do so. But the Rebbe says that that's only to push it off. That's only when the community itself is benefiting that the Sefer Torah is not moved. But in our case, so that the community have to move it, but in our case, which it's reading the Nasi from the Sefer Torah, it's not benefiting the community itself. So over here, we're better off not rolling the Torah, but rather taking it in. And further, if there was a benefit the Rebbe was saying that in that case, by the Nahara Parsma, going back, over there, the community itself is benefiting, because now you don't have to move the Sefer Torah. But in our case, it's not for the tzibur. This is for the individual that wants to read the Nasi from the Sefer Torah. So therefore, in this case, you should really not roll the Sefer Torah and move the Sefer Torah later on when you want to read from it. And the Rebbe further continues and says, okay, so we have, the Rebbe, this is all previously in a parenthesis, that what it says over there, that you do goylel and you don't move, that's in that case, perhaps, but the Rebbe says another issue. What's the problem? Let's say even if there was a benefit, and if there is a benefit, we roll the Sefer Torah in order to prevent further moving. It's a little confusing in the letter inside, because the Rebbe brings first two reasons not to do so. And then in the bracket, the Rebbe debates the two reasons back and forth. And then the Rebbe says a third reason the Rebbe is going to say. The Rebbe, that if it would be a benefit to goylel instead of moving. But the Rebbe says, in this case, to moving a Torah in a way, which means in a shul, I mean, those people who move the Sefer Torah to read the Parsha Nasim, that means that they don't worry about moving the Torah, because you're moving it in order to read, which is only for a minhag, and a minhag which is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, and they say, no problem, let's move the Sefer Torah. So, we have a problem, Durden, so, and yet, we have to say that they don't worry about moving a Sefer Torah in a shul itself. And this that we say, that you don't move a Sefer Torah, won't be from one room to another room. As the Rebbe brings in from Zohar Chelek Gimel Amud Aleph, from the shul, and to the street. So, and the Rebbe brings Shari Rachamim, Simukot Kotnuchav Beis, that from one room to other room, there's also not so much of a worry. So, the Rebbe says, this is not a problem according to, if you take out a Sefer Torah anyways to read from it, so what's the problem of taking out another Sefer Torah? That wouldn't be a problem. And they don't go by within the shul itself. It's only from one room to the outside or to another room, but not within the shul. So, because of these three reasonings, so basically, again, this is a letter that needs to be studied more, but in the context, but basically the Rebbe gave three reasons why not to lane, because it looks like you're adding to the Kriyas HaTorah. You shouldn't really do Galila at the Minyan. And number three, the Rebbe says, what's the problem with moving it? Because these people don't, since they take out the Torah to read for the Nasi, which is only a minute, that means they don't mind. So what's the problem? Why should we not be metaltal? But the main thing the Rebbe says, number point, the main thing is, Bechlal, you should not read the Parshas and Nesim before Musaf. The Nesim comes after Musaf because the Kriya is a remembrance and it sort of encourages the reading about it, the offering of the Korbanos. And the Korban Musaf, which is a constant and more holier, would come before the Nesim, so you shouldn't do the Nasi before you do Musaf. And then, so what about doing the Parshas and Nesim to the Kriya of Mincha? So then besides that, the Rebbe says, we'll have an issue with the Kaddish. Maybe we'll have to say Kaddish then after Mincha, which we don't say. Now the Rebbe gives a few notes in the booklet that he wrote over there. In Amud Aleph, he gave the reason why do we read the Parshat Nasi in the Sefer Torah? Because also Shnayim Mikra we do in the Sefer Torah. And the Rebbe says it's different because reading Shnayim Mikra Vechot Targum Bechlal this obligation is a law from the Gemara. The portion of Nesim is not in the Gemara. And there's also a distinction in the essence. The reading of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum has a connection to the reading of the Torah in the community. As the Rambam says, and also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if a person hears the entire Torah every Shabbos in the community, he still has to read Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. That's the opinion that Rambam, the Rav Ono actually holds that only if he didn't hear by the community. So therefore, you can compare it to the reading that you should also read in a Sefer Torah, but not in the Nesim. The Rebbe says, look also in the Taz. So the fact that Shnayim Mikra is read in the Torah does not prove that the Nasi should be read in the Torah. Then in Amutes says not to read it before Musaf because of the trouble of the community to read the Nasi before Musaf. So the Rebbe says that we need to really look in if that reason applies in our case, because now the people that are davening in this shul do read the portion of the Nesim. So what additional trouble is there? And those who do separate themselves and they don't read the Nasi, so why should we encourage them and to strengthen them by pushing off the Torah reading? So saying not to do the Torah reading is not really a tircha de tzibura. Those who are there anyways read it, and those who don't read it, why should we encourage them to leave? So let them stay. And also, but you're right, to push it off after Musaf, just like we do Uvolitzi and Goyel, that we do on Shabbos like we do Ashrei Vilitzi in Goyel. We don't do it in Shachris, and we do it in Mincha on Shabbos. And therefore, to push it off, also the Nasi. So the Rebbe says, if this is the reason, so then you should push off the reading of the Nasiim till after the meal, or after or to Mincha, like a Volotzin Goyel. We do it then too, and for that same reason. And the Rebbe says in page Tes Yud Aleph, so Rebbe says, I saw that you actually brought this idea that it looks like adding to the Kriyas HaTorah, which is obligated, and also the idea that Rebbe said that you don't do Galila in the, you don't move, roll the Torah Tzibur. And the Rebbe also wrote this before. As far about a new decree, I guess the Rebbe, to make something new, the Rebbe brings out from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim Simen Shin Aleph Seif Simach Samach, based on the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe brings down over here from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch and in different places. Not sure exactly. You got to look up the what he means by Gzeira Chadasha. But the Rebbe says that this letter was delayed, and the Rebbe apologized for the delay of this letter. Okay, I guess it's a pretty. Got to do this letter another time, but this is just be for a first review, and go through all the different references that the Rebbe makes here.